We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
You are tuned into Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7 and on the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in today, this Monday. And we are here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. My name is Amy.
My name is Jenny.
And today we have a special program for you. This weekend is Big Ears in Knoxville. Sonosphere has gone to Big Ears since like 2017. Jenny, I think that was one of the first few times we've hung out, you know, in the beginning way back then. So we're excited to go again this year. And last year, we're going to start off with kind of remembering last year because we got to speak with Darian Donovan Thomas and Gelato Negro. And so we'll play a couple of their interviews, just, you know, really short. And we actually started off with Darian Donovan Thomas on this set. What song was that?
That was
Ugly Betty.
I'm real prepared today.
Ugly Betty, wasn't it?
Ugly Betty,
yeah. That was Ugly Betty by Darian Donovan Thomas. And then right now we're hearing some ambient sounds from Gelato Negro. But we're going to play you an interview we did with Darian Donovan Thomas at the Knoxville Museum of Art. He's a composer, violinist, has been and played at Big Ear several times with Aruj Aftab and others. And I think last year was the first time he got to present his solo stuff, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll hear from him coming up right here on Sonosphere, WYXR Memphis.
I'm Darian Donovan Thomas. I'm a violinist, composer, singer. I don't know. I do a lot of stuff. And so far at Big Ears, I played yesterday with Roberto, or Gelato Negro, for this cool installation called Star Scores. And then today I did a solo set over at First Presbyterian, which was insane.
Awesome. So staying busy.
Yes, staying very busy.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the score that you were just mentioning?
Yeah. So it's this set of pieces, these visual pieces that were made when Roberto was doing a residency down in Marfa. I think the story is that he was going there for residency and then it became 2020, so he had to stay for a really long time and was really struck by the stars because it's this big dark sky area. They're really great astronomers out there and stuff. You can see the stars so brilliantly. So these pieces were made based on that. And then he thought, oh, cool, I'm going to use these as a score to make music. And now what he's doing is, from this film that's been made of those pieces, bringing in different musicians to just improvise live to the film. So it's like a live scoring of it, but also this aleatoric reading of things. So I got to do it with Andy Pitcher, who is the guitarist that was also in my set, and with Roberto. And I'm going to do it again on Sunday, I think, with Kalia, who was the Kalia Vandiver, who was the trombonist on my set.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that trombonist.
I know. She's amazing. She's remarkable.
And at your show earlier today, yeah, you mentioned that you were playing with your friends.
Yes.
And is that something you typically do, or is that something special for Big Ears this year?
It's become the standard practice for this year. So the set, the Safe Space set, is kind of something I've been doing for a couple of years now as field research, just kind of trying to find my voice again and trying to find how do these songs want to exist in the world and not in their album version. And then I landed this gig at Lincoln Center, which felt really surreal to me, and they paid me well. So I was like, oh, cool, I can bring friends now, finally. Because I don't know, I've been wanting to figure out how much I can do on my own, but I also wanted to hold off from bringing people in until I could pay them properly, you know? So I had this opportunity. I was like, okay, well, Fong Tran is a close collaborator I've worked with forever, so he's definitely going to be there doing modular synths and probably making a film for it, and he did. And then Andy Pitcher is someone that I've been fascinated by on Instagram for a couple of years. It's like, maybe this will be a good time to work with him. So I reached out and he was down. And then Kalia is also a person who I've worked with before, played with in different contexts, and was like, and she's on the album as well. So it's like, yeah, this makes sense. If it could be the four of us, it's a weird instrumentation, modular synth, violin, guitar, and trombone. But because we all approach music in the same texture way, I think it fits together. I hope, anyway.
As a listener, it was beautiful.
Amazing.
It was amazing sound world. It was great.
Mm-hmm. Yay, thanks so much.
So you said you were, you've been to Big Ears many times, right? So what makes this year kind of special?
Yeah, I think the special thing is being able to do my own music this time. And maybe even in the context of playing with Roberto and the Star Scores, it's not, I really love playing in other people's bands a lot. I love contributing to those sounds. And even still, I get to do that with Aruj tomorrow, and that makes me really happy. She's one of my favorite collaborators. And I love helping the world of that music bloom. But it's really nice also to have people be you, specifically you and your world and everything, and an open invitation vibe. So I think with Big Ears asking me to do a solo set, that's really cool to know that they trust me with their audience, because it's such a great audience. And then with other people asking me to come in and jump in on sets, just, I don't know, I feel more seen for some of the things that in the past couple of years maybe felt secret to me, you know? Yeah.
So much for talking with us.
Yeah, of course.
I'm gonna try to hear you again.
Great. Yeah.
At least one more time.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bilbilico siga se la rodeando por la plaza. Bilbilico siga se la rodeando por la plaza. Si oyera ya la flauta, el tambor y la mandolina, tañendo una melodía, se Seni severim, çok seni severim. Ben seni severim, çok seni severim. Ben seni severim, çok seni severim. Ben seni severim, çok seni severim. Adelante va la hija del rey, única y mansevica. Adelante va la hija del rey, única y mansevica. Con un baile más hermoso que la rosa en el mes de mayo. Con un baile más hermoso que la rosa en el mes de mayo. Y el padre con tristeza codraba la prometa que él hizo en la guerra, demandando a Dios fortaleza. El que me reciba, primo, te daré en sacrificio. El que me reciba, primo, te daré en sacrificio. Lo que a Dios es prometido hay que cumplir, padre mío. Solo 2 meses te pido para llorar cerca del río. En el aire vuelan hierbos que contienen el destino. En el aire vuelan hierbos que contienen el destino. Ven, Seni Severin, choc, Seni Severin. 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 Ven, Seni Severin, choc, Seni Severin.
You are tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. And if you're just tuning in, we are doing a special program today on big years past and present. Right now, we're in last year's big years, and Jenny just showed us a couple of her favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, last year, one of the highlights for me was hearing the Philip Glass Ensemble. Mm-hmm. Not something you get to hear every day, which I think is a really special thing about big years. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they performed Philip Glass's music in 12 parts, which is in this case, a 2-day performance. So they broke it up into 2 parts, of course, 12 parts into 2 parts. And yeah, we just heard part 5, which is the shortest, most radio friendly part of the piece. And then after that, we heard some Tartarelena with the song called Si Variash a la Rana.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen them a few times now in mm-hmm. their show. It's just a duo,
yeah,
and it's incredible. Like if you, yeah,
the awesome. Sound. I mean, just the sound with just the duo mm-hmm. is amazing. And then you were saying last year you were trying to beat them back to Memphis because they actually played in Memphis.
Yeah,
right
two,
after
2 years ago.
That's
yeah,
right.
So they, I guess, they played at Big Ears the last 2 years.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
that good.
Yeah, they're that good. All right. Well, cool. And some of my favorites, of course, I loved that also, but. I really like going to some of the day things, and around Knoxville, you can kind of duck your head in, and there's all kinds of cool little shows, performances, kind of exhibitions, things like that. And one that I got to go into was the Kite Symphonies, put on by Roberto Carlos Lang, who is also known as Helado Negro. And I got to talk with Roberto about kind of getting all of that set up. And it was based on some images and his residency at Marfa in Marfa, Texas, and took that into the Kite Symphonies and got some friends together. But he's going to talk a little bit more about it in the interview. But I got to talk with him after that last day that they performed. And then he'll talk a little bit about his solo project as Gelato Negro as well. So stay tuned here to Sonosphere. We are featuring Big Ears, past and present, and this is our conversation with Roberto Carlos Lang, also known as Gelato Negro, last year at Big Ears. So stay tuned to Sonosphere, WYXR 91.7.
Means you know what it means, you know, so that's kind of like the exercise of the thought process there, where you're looking at these things and you can create your own language and create representation within it through sound. So we've been doing that for the past 3 days now, and in Knoxville, Tennessee, I've assembled a different group of musicians, and we've never really played together. We just do it. We have like 30 minutes to sound check, and then go for it. And you know, people are brave and trust me enough, I guess, and I trust them to do what they do, to know that it's okay to just create music in real time. And and then there's one more film in the exhibition. There's this film on a large screen, on a flat screen, and that one's a document of what our time in Marfa, where Christy was making these like more like ephemeral experimental kite sculptures out of mylar and other materials, and we would place them in places where like the wind was affecting them, and we would film them and document like each idea. So we had like a few pages of ideas, and a lot of them were just like throwaways, you know, things we would do and we're like, this is terrible, you know, or we just didn't like it. And then, you know, the things that we loved, we kept. Mm-hmm. So that's like the major premise of what's going on here.
How much did the like landscape of Marfa kind of play into the inspiration of both the visual and maybe some of the sound?
Marfa, you know, in West Texas in itself was really special. I think the thing that you go there thinking, and I feel like the feeling of like the desert is always like, the desert is empty. It's got, you know, this like expansiveness. There's space for you to think. And I think that's like an obvious thing, and it's an immediate thing. It's like anything, there's an immediate thing with any environment. But then as you experience the environment more and spend more time with it, you know, it's so detailed with, there's so many details there. There's so many things that you can kind of really experience and like dive in, and it gives you the opportunity to sink into those details. So it isn't that it's empty. It's just like there's just tons of like smaller things that make up this like this bigger expanse. And that was like a big takeaway for me, which was like thinking about space and time. And so we ended up making a record. I recorded music with some musicians in Marfa, Rob Mazurek and Gina Andara, and Christy made 4 drawings, and we interpreted each drawing as graphic notation. Those became songs themselves, and that was kind of a direct reflection of like that question you had.
Yeah. So you mentioned you made a record. I was talking earlier, and are you guys, so this was all improv, right?
Mm-hmm.
Live. Are you going to record
anything? It was recorded.
So you're recording it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everything was recorded, and who knows, maybe one day it'll be shared.
Okay, cool. Okay, that was my question, if you were ever going to release any of this.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about Gelato Negro.
Yeah, and then I have another project called Helado Negro, and then it means black ice cream in Spanish, mm-hmm. and I've been doing it for a very long time now, and we're performing at Big Ears, and it's a project that it's more of like a song-oriented music as opposed to this word. This was improv and more instrumental music, and I sing in Spanish and English, and I don't know what else to say. It's just like, it's music that I make, and it's like, and it kind of like lives in like the world of like traditional music format, not traditional music, but I mean in the sense of like, you know, I make songs and I release them and I tour it, and it's very fulfilling.
What kind of inspired that project for you?
I'd always been making music, so it's just like with anything, it's just like when making anything creative, it's like a general like evolution of like one day you're like singing and then you have like 6 songs that you sang on. You're like, oh damn, that's cool. This feels different.
Did you have a musical tradition in your family?
Not at all. No, zero.
So you were kind of like the black sheep or something?
Yeah.
The black ice cream.
Yeah, it was the black ice cream. Exactly. That's great. Never heard that one. My dad is a machinist, and my mom, you know, did a lot of office work and stuff like that. My parents are, you know, mostly just workers, and my background was that, like, never did anything other than, you know, what their world was. But in a cultural sense, my parents really had a lot of gatherings and get-togethers and parties at the house, and so there was always like that influence of like enjoying music in a communal sense and as part of a bigger, you know, connection to the world, as opposed to just like, you know, being like, you're gonna be a musician,
right.
You know, so that was like a joyous feeling for me, and I kept it and connected with it.
Awesome. So this is not your first time to Big Ears?
This is my first time playing Big Ears. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I've come and visited Big Ears, and with Christy, we've come the past 2 years to just enjoy.
Nice. So yeah. How is it playing it?
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you excited about seeing anybody else this year?
I am, but I have to look at it's when you come to Big Ears, it's hard to like remember all the things that you want to see. So you circle the things that you want to see, and then you go back and you're like, yes.
I know. So. Everybody asked me to, and I'm like, I have no idea what today is.
But last night, I think one of my favorite sets was Maria Chavez and Victoria Shannon. I'm forgetting the other person's name in the group, but that was an astonishing set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. There's always something strange or new. I would always see folks I hadn't seen or heard of before, and it was always, you know, fun to check that stuff out. Well, I want to thank you so much for talking with me.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for putting this amazing thing on.
Thanks for coming.
I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
So,
thanks.
Right.
Thanks. That's it. Thank you.
And you're tuned in to Sonosphere here on WYXR 91.7. On the web at WYXR.org. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Amy.
My name is Jenny.
And we're here every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. And if you've just tuned in, you are listening to a Big Ears Festival special on this episode, because the Big Ears Festival is coming up this weekend. And for those of you who may not know, it is a festival in Knoxville, Tennessee. I think it's been going on for 12-ish years. And they always bring in some pretty amazing experimental, classical, jazz, all kinds of stuff. And we've been listening to some of our favorites from last year. And this year, we just heard Carolyn Shaw with the So Percussion. Both will be back this year. Mm-hmm. They've played, I think, last year or maybe the year before. We don't ever remember exactly.
It's a
little
blur. A beautiful blur.
It's because there's always so many great performances. And then before that, we heard Helado Negro's Running. And, of course, we heard Roberto Carlos Lang's interview, who's also known as Helado Negro, that we did last year. Put together the Kite Symphonies exhibition and also did a solo set last year. We're going to get into this year. Of course, the big name, David Byrne, is going to be there Thursday and Friday, and we're going to play his tune up next, but we'll hear a lot more coming from this year's lineup of Big Ears Fest. So stay tuned to Sonosphere right here on WYXR 91.7.
Now, I'm not sure how I feel about the avant-garde. Now, I like the idea, the politics too, but I'm not really sure if that means that it's good. I wanna go there. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's
people, all kinds. And they had all arrived at the same building at more or less the same time. And they were all free. And they were all asking themselves the same question. What is behind that curtain?
This is Matt Qualls, and you're listening to Sonosphere with Amy and Jenny, right here on WYXR.
This is Lorette Velvet, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
Thank you. Support for WYXR comes from Slowdown Cinema Club, presenting Parasite on Wednesday, March 25th at the Museum of Science and History. Tickets and more information at slowdowndrygoods.com.
Whether it's a clunker or a classic, your car can keep Memphis grooving. Free pickup, tax deductible, and all for WYXR. Donate your vehicle at cars.wyxr.org.
Thank you. lovers, me and you. A deal of matchless value. I was always quick to admit defeat. Empty statements of bones and meat. And my heart shook with fear. So thank you.